Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 234, Love Without End. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. Psalm 100, verse 5. Don't rush past that. The psalmist is not paying God a polite compliment. He is declaring the most solid reality there is the Lord is good, not was good, not will be good, is good, right now, always, by His very nature. His goodness does not rise and fall with your circumstances. It doesn't depend on how your morning went, or how your year has been, or what is waiting for you today. It is what He is, steady, active, and always turned toward you. And that steadfast love that endures forever, in Hebrew hesed, is not a passing feeling. Hesed is covenant love. It is the kind of love that makes a promise and holds it even when holding it costs everything. And we know what it cost, because centuries before Bethlehem, the psalmist was already singing about this goodness, and then God made it flesh. He gave His own Son, not as a display of power, as the final undeniable proof of His character. If you have ever wondered whether God is truly good toward you, look at the cross. Look at the Son who was not spared. That love held through death, and it will hold through everything that is still ahead of you. And the faithfulness to all generations. Sit with that. Every promise God kept for Abraham, for Moses, for David, every single one is a link in a chain that reaches all the way down to you, today. He does not change character halfway through. What He was for them, He is for you. His track record does not lie. So when the day ahead feels heavy, and some days do, that is real. God's goodness is not a vague comfort, the kind you say but don't feel. It is solid ground. It is earth beneath your feet. You are not stepping into the unknown. You are stepping onto faithfulness. Every step you take today, you take on the goodness of a God who has already proven who He is. Now, don't let this stay beautiful only in your head. Before breakfast today, do one thing. Say out loud, actually out loud, one specific way you saw God's goodness in the past week, not in general terms, specific, a name, a moment, a situation you can point to, and then thank Him for it, by name, with real words, out loud. Let your own voice hear your own faith. This is not a religious exercise. It is you planting your feet on the solid ground that is already there. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.